This was the smallest field of Republican candidates invited to the main stage debate. And with a lot fewer candidates on stage, that led to a lot more time to talk and plenty of confrontations.
I'm glad we are focusing on the important topics of the evening.
It took a while for it to come up, but when it did, it turned into quite the showdown.
Since September, the Constitution hasn't changed. But the poll numbers have.
Ted Cruz defending his Canadian birthplace to American parents, and despite Trump's persistent pushing,
there's a big question mark on your head, and you can't do that to the party.
The Texas senator passionately argued that he is eligible to serve as president.
Well, listen, I've spent my entire life defending the Constitution before the U.S. Supreme Court, and I'll tell you, I'm not going to be taking legal advice from Donald Trump.
The exchange froze the other five candidates on stage until Marco Rubio brought it back.
I hate to interrupt this episode of Court TV.
Rubio had another strong performance, deflecting attacks from Chris Christie and Jeb Bush and keeping his focus on Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
And someone who lies to the families of those four victims in Benghazi can never be president of the United States.
It was a quiet night for Bush and Ohio Governor John Kasich, who are struggling in the polls and didn't do much to help their standing. Ben Carson, who's dealt with a series of campaign shakeups, seemed relaxed and even told a few jokes.
I was going to ask you to wake me up when the time came.
But probably didn't have a moment that will resonate beyond tonight. However, the focus going forward will be the aftermath of the emerging Cruz-Trump feud.
And I will gladly accept the mantle of anger.
A battle likely to intensify as voters prepare to caucus in Iowa.
And even though Trump and Cruz spent plenty of time attacking each other, they did have kind things to say about each other as well. In fact, at one moment, they both suggested that the other could be their vice presidential running mate. That's the latest from Washington. I'm Ryan Nobles reporting.